Kevin, it's my understanding there are going to be quite a few changes heading into the month of September. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with sheriff's departments across the state?
Well, all new laws, unless there is an emergency clause, generally take effect on August 28th of each year. And August 28th of this year is the new laws that were passed in the legislative session and then signed by the governor. The sheriff is of each county is taking on a fair amount of new responsibilities. One of those is with the issuance of concealed carry permits that is being transferred from the responsibility of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, not in the interim, but looking forward and down the road, do you think it will allow things to run more smoothly? Do you think it is a good idea to have the sheriff's departments be in control of these permits?
Yes, I think it was a great idea of the legislature to allow the sheriff to issue the permits. Essentially, it makes the CCW process a one-stop shop. So rather than applicants having to go into the sheriff's office twice and then going to their local license bureau to get the endorsement on their driver's license, now the applicants will come to the sheriff's office, will do their application and get their fingerprints taken, and then be recalled whenever everything is approved to come back in, and their permit will be issued right there at the sheriff's office.
So does this apply to people seeking to get a permit at that time, not the ones that currently hold permits?
It actually applies to both new applicants as well as existing cardholders. Everyone that currently has a concealed weapon endorsement on either their driver's license or their identification card, that endorsement will remain active until the expiration date, but when they come to renew their license with the sheriff, then the sheriff will issue them a new permit.
What about changes in address or any of that other information?
Well, the applicant, if they move, if they change their address, they need to notify the sheriff and get a new card. If they move to a different county, then their registration will move to the county in which they reside in. So they need to contact the sheriff of their new address county if they move out of county. Likewise, if a person were to lose their CCW permit, then they would also need to get in touch with the sheriff to be able to get a new one. Or to be able to be issued those changes or a new permit, it requires a $10 fee to be able to get a new permit. Also, one new thing, one change with the CCW permit process is that a permit will be valid for 5 years now as opposed to the 3 years as it was previously.
When you first heard that these changes were possibly going to be made, and then at the time that they were made, did they give you any other reasons other than efficiency as to why they were making these changes?
Well, this was done on the heels of the controversy that occurred in southeast Missouri back around the first of the year in regards to the scanning of documents by the driver's license bureaus, and the legislature saw it fit to be able to transfer that to the sheriffs. Also, the fact that there was the release of records to the federal government of the batch of all cardholders within the state of Missouri. By putting it with the local sheriff's offices, while we will have a clearinghouse with among all sheriffs that will be accessible to law enforcement doing individual investigations or investigations on individual people, information will reside with the individual sheriffs, so there will not be a location where a list of all applicants or all cardholders across the state will be available for release.
Well, obviously, when something is added to a plate, do you have to add any new employees, or will you guys be able to take care of it? How is it going to affect your department specifically?
Well, here in Pettis County, currently I have a part-time person that processes all of the CCWs. just this year we've seen a marked increase in the number of applications that we have. And so I anticipate that will probably continue, although you certainly reach a saturation point with your county population. I think we're just going to have to kind of wait and see what happens as to whether I need to either make that a full-time position or maybe add another part-time to be able to do the processing. Really, the issuance of the card is not going to take a large amount of extra time. It certainly will take resources, more equipment. However, the legislature did allocate funds for the purchase of that equipment, so I think that we'll probably be able to absorb it with our current staffing.
And I'm certainly not sure if I can ask this question, but I will, and if I can't, then just tell me that I shouldn't have asked that question. But how many people, I would say percentage-wise, in Pettis County currently hold a CCW permit?
Well, I can give you general information, and there's about 1,350 people out of Pettis County's population of about 45,000 that have CCW permits. So you're talking about, certainly less than 2% of the population.
Sheriff Bond, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I don't think there's anything else on this. And the other things, there's a myriad of issues that's changing, but most of them are, like kind of garden variety showers. They're little things that are changes here and there, and while we have to put them in place, it is certainly that won't have the impact to the community like this change in the CCW permit process.